Welcome to Day 15 of the Joy Strategy, 31 Days to Health, Wealth, and Happiness. Get neutral. Have you noticed how easy it can be to get upset and lose your peace when somebody pushes your buttons? One of the hallmarks of being an enlightened being is the ability to stay neutral in any situation. When you realize that things aren't good or bad, they just are, and that we're the ones who give meaning to them. It's easy to talk about staying neutral and remaining objective, but the fact is, it can be quite challenging until you start embracing the practice of getting neutral. There is no shortage of situations that can trigger us. A woman pushing in front of you in line at the grocery store, a driver cutting you off and making you late for work, the two-faced colleague sabotaging your chance for promotion, or a doctor handing you a grim diagnosis, these are all situations that can upset you emotionally and ruin your day. It's hard to be neutral and tell yourself that you're choosing to give meaning to things because, as human beings, we are creatures who feel things very deeply. Yet by holding on to the upset and feeling victimized, you lose your peace and your personal power as well as your ability to create a different outcome. Do you find yourself replaying the story in your head, running through scenarios of how you could have handled it differently? You're allowing your emotions to run rampant and control you, and this is the opposite of remaining neutral. What if there was a simple way to stay peaceful regardless of what's happening around you or to you? Here's the staying neutral exercise. It's a simple technique, but not always easy. It requires two things. Your commitment to make inner peace your primary goal above all else, and your willingness to change your perspective. As soon as possible, after getting upset about something, find a spot where you can get quiet and center yourself with your breath. Now recall the situation that upset you, and while continuing to inhale and exhale deeply, ask yourself, how can I see this differently? Don't attempt to answer your own question at this time. Just continue to focus on your breathing as you let your higher self absorb the question and process it. By asking this open-ended question, you're opening yourself up to possibilities of a different outcome. Staying neutral allows you to remove yourself from the emotion of a situation and look at things almost clinically and objectively. What could you do with the information you're collecting about the situation if you aren't steeped in emotion about it? This is an exercise that can be done anytime. There's never a bad time to do it. If possible, when an upsetting situation occurs, remove yourself. Go to a quiet place where you can do this reflective exercise. If it's not possible, take a couple of deep breaths and ask your open-ended question. How can I see this differently? If you're in the middle of a conflict with someone, ask if you can have a few moments to digest what they've said. Close your eyes, breathe, and then ask yourself that question. Events are happening continuously. And events by themselves are completely neutral. It's your reaction to them that upsets you. When you can shift your emotions into neutral, you will find yourself handling events from a completely different perspective. Then you may find yourself making completely different choices and experiencing better outcomes. Tomorrow is day 16. Change it to a preference on the Joy Strategy, 31 days to health, wealth, and happiness.